VBS previews are going virtual this year. There's no need to take off work. There are no limiting travel expenses, so you can afford to bring your entire team. Pick the day and the time that works best for you. What are you waiting for? Grab your whole team and join us for VBS Preview.
Hey, listeners, welcome to this really special edition of the Kids Ministry 101 podcast. Do you hear that sound? Do you hear it? Jana, do you hear that sound? It's jingle bells. It sounds like there's a holiday that's coming. Can that be?
Don't normally wear that buffalo plaid that I'm seeing here.
I don't. I've got an interesting story about this buffalo plaid. I think I've already told you, but for the sake of the listeners, I'm wearing today like this buffalo plaid, you know, red and black checkered outfit for the guys. That's what that is. And my wife got this for me. I wore it. And you know how sometimes you on your Facebook or Instagram stories had said you feel like Google listens to you or something, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like you have the conversation and the ad pops up?
It's getting to the point where I think it.
You think it happens. And there it is.
I think it.
You bought something without knowing it.
And then I accidentally bought something when I thought about it. So I'm still not sure how that works, but it did happen.
It showed up from Amazon. You just thought about it and it showed up.
I thought about it and it arrived. Spooky. So that's pretty scary.
Well, Merry Christmas. That's I wore this shirt and interacted on my phone all day long. And then I started getting ads of people wearing the same pattern of clothing for like kids' pajamas and whatever else. It's like dresses. And I'm like, why are they suddenly marketing this pattern to me? I wonder if they see us too. Oh, well. But whether they see us when we're sleeping or know that we're awake, we know Christmas time is here. And so we've been through this very strange year, Jana. It's been with the virus and all the stuff. My goodness, it's been crazy. And it's just hard to believe that Christmas is here already. It's like the year has gone so slowly and yet it's flown by. Do you have that sense too?
Absolutely. I mean, it's just, I feel like when I talk about it, it's the same old thing that everybody's saying. But yeah, it's been quite a year. I keep saying that when all of this started, I remember reading an article actually from a doctor who said, people are treating this like it's just going to be kind of a spring break kind of thing or a summer thing. And really it's going to be like enduring a long, hard winter.
Yeah.
And indeed, that is what it has felt like. It's a long, hard winter. And we're actually just, you know, in the middle of it. But the good news is that Christmas brings so much joy, even in the midst of a real long, hard winter or a proverbial one. So I'm glad that Christmas is here.
I am too. It's, you know, a lot of people for Thanksgiving were not able to gather in a normal way. We had a relatively normal, very small family gathering at our house, but it was relatively normal. I know you went away. You were out of town in a whole other state.
I'm not
giving you away to the government that's listening. But your Amazon packages were delivered to a condo somewhere where you're staying in Florida. But you had a Thanksgiving that was with your mom and dad.
Yes.
But a lot of people were not able to. I talked with a friend yesterday who told me that that they had to do a Zoom Thanksgiving. And so that's, you know, it's been hard.
There's a lot of that. Yeah.
And so as we look at Christmas, though, and we as the church, you know, we've missed VBS, a lot of us. Easter was something that flew by and that was really kind of not a big event this year like it normally would be.
Right.
And so now we look forward at Christmas. And in this episode, we want to talk about Christmas and be excited about that for the church and what we can do. So we want to share some ideas and we really want to share some stuff that we want to give our listeners, Jana.
Yay, giveaways.
Giveaways are great. I think we're all aware that Christmas might look a little different this year in the church and in the kids ministry space. And we are all looking for solutions. So some churches may be able to gather relatively normally, but as of now, like the recent news seems to show that things are moving backwards a little bit. And so we need to have maybe some fresh ideas for Christmas.
Yes. At least some tricks up our sleeves, more tools in our toolbox, things ready to go.
So some of that comes from just ideas that people might try, and some of it comes from stuff that we might give you or resources that you may have. So let's run down just some ideas to start with. Okay. We'll start broad, and then we'll kind of save like our big giveaway. We're going to have that Oprah moment. Like, you get a download. If you just think about it, like Jana was able to think about something and have Amazon deliver it. You think about what you would hope Lifeway Kids might offer you, and we'll see what we can do. But let's start, Jana. What kind of things have you heard from churches? What are they thinking? And what are you seeing out there that looks creative and like a good idea that we might share?
Oh, man. It's been so fun watching how churches have responded to a variety of things in 2020. Certainly a lot of creativity around how to do VBS. We saw that. We've talked about that. And now Christmas, people are having a lot of fun with that as well, trying to help families have meaningful activities to do, such as, you know, a creative spin on Advent, a gingerbread house delivery, kit delivery I've seen, or pickup at your church, a cookie decorating kit, that kind of thing. But also putting in some meaningful devotionals that families can have while they're doing that.
Yeah.
Just trying to take the fun and the traditions and help families connect that. I've seen churches and children's ministers do such a good job of equipping families, even in the fun, almost secular kinds of traditions, we can still add meaning. So that's been fun to watch.
Well, in Advent, we're in the Advent season now as we lead up to Christmas. Yep. It's getting close. We do almost annually, we do a family Advent guide. This year, the kids pastor at my church took our free Advent guide that we offer from Lifeway Kids. And we'll make sure if you haven't gotten this, that there's a link in the show notes for this episode at kidsministry101.com. Find the episode there, however you listen, and look for that link where you can download the family Advent guide. You want to do that quickly because we're already in the Advent season.
But we've already had 2 Sundays.
Even if it's just a few days leading up to Christmas instead of weeks,
sure,
it's still valuable. So, but things like that, churches are pulling together. They're writing their own things. Have you seen people doing like the Christmas in a box?
Yeah.
That seems like a cool idea.
In a variety of ways. Yeah.
Pulling together some things, some printables, some devos, some activities, and sticking them in a package that you can hand to parents or do a porch drop. I think that's a really fun idea.
Yes. And so what do we have going?
What's that?
What do we have going? You kind of look like Santa Claus today. So Santa, what do we have going? If you put on a red hat, that would do it.
Okay. Well, let's move on from that really quickly. I'm not sure. You know, they say that you go through the phases, like as a man of Santa, right? Where when you're little, you believe in Santa. When you're in middle age or, you know, when you have a young family, you become Santa. And when you're old, you look like Santa. So I guess you just told me where I fit.
That's funny.
You just told me where I am on that spectrum. Thank you.
a much younger, cooler, hipper
you
Santa.
Do, and you do like a young, hip, cool Mrs. Claus. You can pull that off someday. Later, many years from now.
She gets to bake cookies all year. I love it. Bring it on.
But it's... So we do have some fun things that we want to give away. And so most of you listeners hopefully are familiar now with our Kids Ministry from Anywhere campaign. If you're not, Jana, I'm going to let you unpack what is Kids Ministry from Anywhere all about. You've heard me talk about it a lot. I'm going to let you share.
Okay. I feel like this is a quiz. Kids Ministry from Anywhere. So we like to talk about here at Lifeway, we have what we call WFA, which is work from anywhere, especially. Yes. We had it going on kind of before the pandemic, but now that we are in the pandemic and our offices are in downtown Nashville, which is very strict in its regulations, Lifeway has had to go to a work from anywhere culture every day. And so every day is WFA.
The last day I was in the office, I went in to clean some things out, was March 3rd. My desk calendar said March 3rd. That's crazy.
Right. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
And I know many of our listeners have been WFAing as well, maybe here and there, or maybe permanently, or maybe you're back. But because there's so many people in our offices has limited us in what we can do. So I think, Chuck, it was that inspiration really that helped us think through, okay, we've got to help kids ministers understand and churches understand that they can still keep ministering to kids and families from anywhere. Yeah. And that, and really it's from the inspiration of also watching our churches do that naturally. Yeah. And thinking about how can we help resource that and come alongside our churches to help them implement kids ministry from anywhere. And so with that in mind, you know, we created a link with lots of different, resources that our kids ministers that we serve can go to and, watch some training videos, have our free ebooks that help give ideas for how to do kids ministry from anywhere and more.
Yeah. That's, you did a great job. You passed the test. Okay, flying colors. But that's exactly it. It's a place where we're sharing strategy and resources to help you figure out how to do kids ministry from anywhere. We don't sell anything on this website. This is really a place that's just a place to gather ideas and some free resources to help inform, instruct, and inspire churches as you do these things. So the URL is lifeway.com/KMFA. Sounds like that would be like a radio station.
It
you're
does.
You're listening to KMFA.
I knew you were going to do that.
See, you knew it. I did it just for you. lifeway.com/KMFA. And that's where you'll find all these great things, including this new little offering that we're going to make. So the big reveal, the big drum roll is, guys, we need to not only do kids ministry from anywhere this year, you need to be able to do Christmas from anywhere. And we've spun out, and it's kind of cute, isn't it, Jana?
Yeah, it is.
We've spun out our kids ministry from anywhere campaign, and we've added some free resources for you that you can go get right now at kids ministry from anywhere on the website, lifeway.com/KMFA. And there you'll find the strategy, the training videos, downloadable things, the ebooks, and these free Christmas resources that we've given. The whole premise with kids ministry from anywhere is that if we can't do ministry in person, we need to find other ways. We either, if we hit that barrier, we either have to go over, under, or around. We can't just wait and do nothing. And so that means ministry through the mailbox, the inbox, and online. And so with that in mind, we have pulled together three different resource giveaways. What? Three? Not one, not two, but three. And you listeners can access one, two, or all three of those free resources at lifeway.com/kidsministryfromanywhere, KMFA. Hit the link there. That's for Christmas from anywhere. And here's what they're going to find, Jana.
Okay,
tell us. We are offering three different things that are all unique. You can choose one or you can choose them all. The first one is access to our brand new at-home content on Ministry Grid. And so we have worked to develop, and all of this development has really happened since COVID began. Lifeway has responded. Lifeway Kids partnering with our Ministry Grid team to build out a new platform for delivery and execution of ministry at home for parents. And so those at home, Jana, can you tell us a bit about what the components are in the at home resource?
Yes. So first of all, it's very easy to just pick up that at home link and send directly to your parents so that they have a Bible story, which includes a Bible story video.
Yeah.
So you can tell the story, you can watch the story, you can have a devotional time. There's a guided devotional. There's a morning and evening prayer prompt,
and
a memory verse that families can actually memorize together. So it's really meant for a family devotional, but also to expand that through the week and connect back to, the content for church.
So yeah, awesome. So we offer this at home resource completely free to anyone who uses any of our curriculum. So whether you use Explore the Bible Kids, the Gospel Project for Kids, or Bible Studies for Life Kids, if you're a purchaser of those resources, those materials, whether print or digital, you qualify to access these free at home family sessions with all that stuff that Jana mentioned already. And so if you are a user, you can go and get those for the brand that you use. Now, this Christmas, we wanted to make that accessible to everyone. And so we are offering access to two Christmas sessions that talk all about the birth of Jesus, the coming of the Messiah, Emmanuel, God with us. Two sessions from our Bible Studies for Life kids curriculum. And so you will get even the videos.
Chuck, even if I don't use that, I can still access this Christmas content.
Correct. Correct. So if you use the Gospel Project or Explore the Bible, or if you use Bible Studies for Life, but you've never tried the at-home resource, which is free to you anyway, or if you don't use anything from Lifeway, from Lifeway or Lifeway Kids, we want every church, every leader, every family to have access to these Christmas sessions just as our gift to churches and to kids and to families. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is.
It gives you a chance to sample Bible Studies for Life. So that's nice. Mm-hmm. It also gives you a chance to sample the at-home resource for families. And it's a great opportunity for you to do something special as take the gift that we're giving you and it becomes a gift from you to the families that you lead. So that's pretty cool. You can re-gift it.
So, so it's not just the at-home piece. It's actually the piece that would be implemented at church too.
It's not the full curriculum. It is the at-home portion.
Okay, so the at-home portion.
Yeah, so it's the at-home. So it's for the family and it's intended for the family, but it's a great opportunity for you to have that. I like the re-gift idea. That's a very Seinfeld way of talking about what we're giving. So that's the first one is that. The second thing that we're offering, and you get all access to all of these by just giving us your email one time. You get access to all of these things. The second one is we, every year for the Gospel Project, we do a special Christmas series that's like an addendum. That's a separate standalone sequence for Christmas.
It's great.
And we offer that as downloads. So this is not within Ministry Grid. This is just a straight download. But we are also giving you access to four, and this is the complete curriculum, Jana, four sessions of the complete Gospel Project Christmas series, which includes the media and the leader guides and the family discussion items and all of it. So yeah, so you get the two BSFL at home sessions. I'm sorry, mm-hmm. Bible Studies for Life kids.
Yeah.
We speak acronyms. In acronyms a lot. And you get the four full Gospel Project sessions, which is pretty cool too.
So it really is.
People can try that out. And honestly, the Gospel Project does such a great job of, since the Gospel Project is all about Jesus anyway, mm-hmm. he's the center of that series. The Gospel Project Christmas is just kind of a special thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And if you've never tried it, it's a great time to try it because you're not worried about where we are in the chronology. It's Christmas for everyone.
Right.
And this is a month of Christmas content.
Yeah, totally free. Just our gift to you. And so that would be a great thing that you could use to teach like a Zoom lesson or four. Use this material and print out the questions, print out the guide, whatever you want to do, and then use it as you teach your Christmas sessions via Zoom, on video, or in person. So it really goes anywhere you need it to go.
Yeah, that's great. Okay.
So the third one? I hate to say this. It might be my favorite. So those things are rather common to us, right? We write curriculum all the time and we always have Christmas sessions for Bible Studies for Life and the Gospel Project. We're thrilled to share them and they're wonderful. Mm-hmm. But this third thing is really, really special.
Okay.
And out of the box. So let's talk VBS. VBS, we know what are some of your favorite things about VBS, Jana?
The snacks.
Always. I like snacks that look like things. I mean, don't you? If you think about it, right? Because if you get chips are just boring. But with VBS,
although I love chips,
look like stuff.
Yeah.
It's like the snack is a craft.
Yes. This is not a good example, but at my house when we're doing Christmas baking, I'll have some easy store-bought kind of cooking that we get baking
slice and bake.
And this is not PC in terms of food allergies, but because we don't have a peanut allergy at my house, we do this. So then you, okay, I'm sure you like Nutter Butters. Do you like Nutter Butters?
Yeah.
Who doesn't? Who
I mean, it looks like a peanut. So food that looks like something.
But guess what else it looks like?
What?
If you take it and you break off some pretzels to kind of look like a broken antler or whatever, and you put those and stick those in the side of the top of a Nutter Butter, two of them, and then you get icing and you just do some dots, and then you do an M&M nose.
You've got a reindeer. Red Hots. That is hilarious.
Yeah, it's really cute and fun. So, but that's an example of like a VBS snack that you can make that would point to something.
All right, so
maybe
snacks.
Not
so
you reindeer, like the snack. But everybody since it's Christmas.
That's hilarious. I'm partial to Little Debbie's Christmas tree cakes. But so snacks, what else do you like about
those
VBS?
Two. Okay. I've got to say the music.
Oh, yes.
Is probably my favorite.
There's something. So first of all, you and I both just love music in general. One of the ways that we connect is
we're music junkies.
Going through all the songs and quoting lyrics and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But the music absolutely makes VBS what it is.
It does.
The song gets stuck in your head and you sing it again and again and again. We have this year for our brand new Lifeway VBS, which is Destination Dig, which you can access right now at lifeway.com/VBS, Destination Dig. For next summer, it's all about archaeology and discovering artifacts in modern day Israel that show us that the Bible is real and true. And
so awesome.
And it's awesome. So the content is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But our songs always connect with the content that we're teaching. And one of the songs this year is about Jesus being born. Now it's a VBS, so it's meant for summer.
Yeah.
But the song that our songwriters, who are amazingly talented, Paul Marino and Jeremy Johnson, wrote a song that they call Christmas Time in Summer.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with a Christmas song. And so you heard some of this underneath the episode at the very beginning with the sleigh bells and the jingle bells. That's part of that song. We are taking that song, Christmas Song in Summer, and we are not making you wait till summer. Mm-mm. We're giving you that song right now as a part of Christmas from Anywhere. So you not only get the two Bible Studies for Life at Home sessions, the four Gospel Project full-on curriculum content for downloadables, but you get a download to the music video, lyric video of Christmas Song in Summer that you can use in your kids' worship at your church this Christmas.
I love it.
How cool is that?
I didn't know we were doing that. Okay.
I know.
Can I just tell you, when we approved that song and worked with Paul and Jeremy on developing that, who knew that it would be so perfect to have like this random, of course, Christmas and summer during this pandemic kind of thing. Everything is mixed up. Everything is like, I don't know what day it is. So who knew that this song would all of a sudden make a lot of sense? Because I got to tell you, when I first heard it, I thought, I don't know. Will people really get it? You know, do they really want to sing about Christmas in summer? But, you know, anything goes right now. So I think it's just perfect.
And let me tell you this, we've played the song for a whole lot of people. Kids flip out over this song.
Yes.
The kids absolutely love it.
Yes.
And you will too. We all have our favorite Christmas songs. For me, this is going to be a perennial. So the Christmas song in summer is going to be a great song. Great song. So,
this is like a surprise debut, really.
It is. It totally is.
It's an early release.
Sneak peek. Early release. Limited access. Only for those who know to go to lifeway.com/KMFA and click on Christmas from Anywhere. You fill out the little form. You get access to all of this content. And it's our gift to you. And truthfully, what motivates us is we want to serve you. We want to serve the church.
Yeah.
And we want to help you point kids to Jesus. And so that's why we make free Advent guides that we give away. And that's why we're offering you these sessions. We would love for you to take and use all of them, use them up as you point kids to Jesus.
Yes. That's so exciting.
Well, I think it's super fun. It's super fun. And we would love to hear your stories. So look, listeners, one of the great ways you can connect with us anytime is on our Facebook community. Look for Lifeway.com. Or, I'm sorry. Look for Lifeway Kids on Facebook. Click like, follow us there. And then our blog, our podcast, special offers and announcements and things will all be pushed into your feed. It's also a great place where you can leave a comment and you can be like, oh, I got the song and my kids.
A nice comment.
Yeah, yeah. Leave good comments, please. If you have unnice comments, producer Trey's email is. No, it's all good all the time. And it's Merry Christmas. So Merry Christmas, listeners. We appreciate you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for listening. And we hope that you enjoy these resources. And we hope, again, that you are able to keep Jesus at the center of your Christmas and to continue to connect kids and families with him and with you and your church by doing kids ministry from everywhere. Thanks for listening again. Lifeway.com/KMFA. We'll see you later. Merry Christmas. There's nothing wrong with the Christmas song in summer. There's nothing wrong.